Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7:30 on May 29th, and today has been another interesting day here in the markets. I suppose the main story is that oil has fallen more than $2. It's currently down, I think, about $2.13. Consumer confidence in the US has risen more than forecast, and house prices in the US declined last quarter for the first time in 16 years. Those are sort of the headlines. Now, the main news from the markets themselves. Let's start with the equity markets. Well, Australia had a pretty good day in here today, rallied from an area where it really needed to find support, and it did so. It was up over 1%, but it needs to move to a new high and hold on to that gain to reaffirm the overall uptrend. Japan also had a pretty good day. On the Nikkei, you'll see on the chart, you'll see that it opened down but actually closed up on the day. It was up 84, nearly 85 points. The topics looks a bit better. It's middle of the range now, and one wonders whether this is really going to be the time when it breaks out of that range. When we look at indices that have been lagging, like Japan, when it eventually does break out, it's going to be those stocks that have already broken out and held onto new highs, the leaders in the market, in other words, which are probably going to be the best bets because generally leaders tend to lead in both directions. In other words, they will lead on the upside, but when they eventually start to top out, that could also be a signal to us that we'll have reached the end of an uptrend. That's certainly not the case right now. Japan continues to go sideways. Other developed markets in Asia are still doing very well. Singapore and Korea are being the two main ones there. Korea made another new high today, but closed off those highs. But you'll see plenty of Korean charts in or Korean equity funds in comment of the day today. Looking at Europe, the markets were generally pretty flat. The FTSE was up 36, the DAX was up 41, the MIB in Italy was down 200, and the IBEX up 64, so holding on to those gains up around that 15,000 level, which is a pretty key level there. The ECB came out and said that it was going to continue to raise rates today, and that they may even move to a more restrictive policy. Now, I think everyone's expecting them to raise rates. I think it's around the 6th of June. It's going to be a big question as to how much further they're going to go after that. But given that inflation is still a problem in the Eurozone and that they do consider that rates are accommodative, I think that there may be a couple of more interest rate hikes in the pipeline for the Eurozone. Now, looking at the USA, the Dow Jones is currently down 28, and the S&P is down nearly 2, and the Nasdaq is up 5. Looking at the Dow, that key reversal on Thursday didn't have any follow-through, at least not yet. But we'd really need to see a sustained move below Thursday's lows to break the consistency of this uptrend, really very consistent uptrend that we've seen since the end of the end of February. The reactions have been relatively equal sized, both in duration and length of time. And if we see the index move up to another new high from here, it wouldn't be too surprising. On the other hand, if it breaks down through Thursday's lows, it will have broken the consistency pattern. In other words, the reactions will have got longer in time, they will also have got larger in size, and it will look more like a rounding around pattern. But we can't say that that's happened just yet, and it's only down 29 points in here today. So I think it's still time to wait and see, and it's far too early to say whether this uptrend is about to roll over. It still remains consistent, and we can give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. Now, there are a couple of issues that may help it along. With oil down over $2, it's down $2.43 right now. It's at 63.17, and the high of the day was at 65.24, so really rather a large range. But with lower oil prices, that's not going to hurt equity markets at all. Now, the dollar is another story. If you look at the Swiss franc, I was actually thinking about using Swiss franc as one of the interesting charts today, because when I did my click through early this morning, I saw that the dollar had really weakened significantly, but it has recouped the vast majority of it, and against the euro it's relatively unchanged. It's only up one tick, and against the pound, the pound, it's actually stronger against the pound. The pound is down 30 ticks at 198.06. So it did look like we were going to get a more significant move in the dollar today, but it has recouped a lot of that. And feeding through from that, gold had been as high as 662.29. It's currently at 656, which is only up 75 points, but it had been quite high, and that was on the back of that weaker dollar. Silver has held on to the majority of its gains, though. It started out, it opened today at 12.99, but it's currently at 13.21. Now, it has been as high as 13.34, but that strengthening dollar has sapped it a little bit. But it's held on to the vast majority of its gains, sub 21. Platinum's down 13, and palladium is down 2.30. Now, looking at some of the other commodities, corn and soybeans quite weak in here today. Corn is down 10.5 points, and soybeans is down 15. That brings soybeans back below 800, which has been a bit of a round number here, and it does need to sustain a move above 800 to reaffirm the overall upward bias. It doesn't look like it's going to do that today, but definitely one to keep an eye on. Oil is down $2, and that continues to range sideways with a general upward bias, but that's certainly not evident in here today. And the reason for that is that, well, the news story that backed it up, I suppose, first yesterday you had Iran and the US having the first dialogue in a long time, and that would have taken some of the risk premium out of the oil market. And you had a report today saying that gasoline supplies for the US could be, well, could meet expectations, or could it meet needs for the summer. So you see that gasoline is now down 10.36, it's at 2.30. It hasn't quite broken the progression of higher lows, and it still remains a relatively consistent uptrend. But if we see another downward move like this tomorrow, that will have broken the progression of higher lows. So it is losing momentum a little bit in here, but it hasn't quite broken the consistency of the uptrend. Looking at the fixed income markets, treasuries are down 2 points on the 30-year, 10-year. On the 10-year, it's down 4. The gilts are relatively unchanged, as are the bunds, but these still remain in downtrends, and with rising yields, they will eventually become a headwind for equity markets. Although I think we are a little bit away from that juncture just yet. A couple of other interesting moves in the currency markets. Canadian dollar, very strong in here today, down to 107.28, or sorry, strong against the dollar, down to 107.28. So this is an extension of this overall uptrend for the Canadian dollar, and it really would need an upper dynamic to offset scope for further strength here on the Canadian dollar. Looking at some of the smaller commodities, you'll see that lumber chart that I posted today. Numbers limit up today, it was limit up yesterday, and this has been a very strong move, particularly when you see that key reversal that we saw, I think it was 5 weeks ago. But it got a big lot of short covering, looks like, in here. I've looked for news stories, I haven't found anything at all. So there's bound to be something that's moving the market, and I'm sure if well, I'd be happy if any subscribers know what it is to send me in an email, and I'd be happy to post it, because this has been really quite a substantial move just in 2 days. And given that it was coming from such low levels, it may have further room to go. But that's pretty much it for me. But if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us, and enjoy the rest of your evening.